Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. Thank you for a wonderful night. Be glorified, Lord, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Give the Lord the praise as you take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Tonight, we are going to be establishing God's plan and purpose. Welcome to the second day of this King's Fast. You will not go back the same in Jesus' name. Establishing God's plan and purpose. And this is the establishment of God's plan and purpose generally, but the establishment of God's plan and purpose for the year 2026. The objective of study is just like the theme or the topic, understanding what it takes to establish God's plan and purpose for your life. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11, the Bible said, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." Thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you an expected end. Jeremiah chapter 1 and in verse 5, it said, "Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations." And finally, Isaiah chapter 46, verse 9 to verse 10, he said, "Remember the former things of old, for I am God, and there is none else. I am God, and there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times, the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure." Somebody say aloud, amen. By way of introduction, it's important to know that God has a perfect plan and a purpose for every child of His, for your life as a whole. He also has a plan and a purpose for every new season. Psalm 19, verse 1 and 2, it said, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament show your handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge." There is a speech for each day. There is something heaven is saying for each day. There is an utterance per day. There is an utterance per night. God has said something for us for 2026. He's still saying many things. But why is it that things are said at times and they don't come to pass? Because we have a responsibility in the matter. What do we do to establish the plan? To establish the purpose? To establish the promise? To establish the prophecy of God for our lives? What do we do? To establish the plan, the purpose, the promise, and the prophecy of God for our lives. Number one, understand the plan. Purpose, promise, or prophecy that He has for you. Understand the plan, the purpose, the promise, the prophecy He has for you. Do you understand it? the things that have been said across 31st night into today, do you understand them? In Philippians chapter 3 and in verse 10 to verse 14, you hear Paul the apostle say that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings being made conformable unto his death. Keep going. If by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead, verse 12, he said, not as though I had already attained, neither were already perfect, but I follow after, if I may apprehend that for which Christ also apprehended me. That is, he has a purpose for me, and I want to catch that purpose. I want to catch it. The same Paul the apostle said in Galatians chapter 1, verse 15 and 16, Galatians 1, 15 and 16, he said, but when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace, so he had an understanding, to reveal his son in me, that I might preach him among the heathen, immediately I conferred not with flesh and blood. So there must be an understanding. Go through the prophetic releases of the year and try to understand what God is saying. Understand. Number two, agree with God's plan, purpose, promise, or prophecy for your life. Agree with God's plan and purpose and promise and prophecy for your life. Agree. Mary said in Luke chapter 1 and in verse 38, she said, behold the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. Behold the handmaid of the Lord, let it be unto me according to your word. Agree. Amos chapter 3 verse 3 said, can two walk together except they be agreed? Agree. Many people doubt when prophetic words come. Oh no, I've heard that before. I've heard something like this before. Last year I heard many things, but I didn't see anything. That's the lie of the devil. Agree with God's plan. Agree. Two can't walk together except they be agreed. Don't argue it. Don't doubt it. Believe it. Agree. Number three, accept your responsibility. Accept your side of the responsibility for the fulfillment. Accept it. There is a responsibility to accept. What is the meaning of that? Act worthy of God's purpose. Act worthy. Act worthy. Live worthy of it. Accept your responsibility. Do the things you are meant to do. We started looking at some of the things last Sunday. Continue this coming Sunday. In Judges 13 and in verse 5, Gideon was meant to have an unusual anointing. That is Samson. He said, for lo, thou shalt conceive and bear a son, and no razor shall come upon his head. For the child shall be a Nazarite unto God from the womb. And he shall begin to deliver Israel out of the hand of the Philistines. No razor shall come upon his head, and he shall not drink anything fermented. If he was going to remain established in God's plan and purpose, but he didn't. That was violated, and he lost that mantle. So there is a responsibility to accept. Accept your side or your part of the responsibility. Act worthy. Show to God that you are ready for what he wants to do by behaving accordingly. Number four, establish God's plan, purpose, promise, or prophecy at the place of prayer. Establish God's plan. Establish God's purpose. Establish God's promise. Establish the prophecy at the place of prayer. Matthew chapter 6 verse 9 and 10, he taught us, after this manner, therefore pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Establish it. Establish God's purpose. Establish his plan. Establish the prophecy at the place of prayer. That is what we are here to do. in 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 9 to 10, Jabez established the purpose of God. He was more honorable than his brethren. And his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bear him with sorrow. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou would bless me indeed, enlarge my coast, that thine hand might be with me, and that thou would keep me from evil, that it might not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested. Jabez was a great man who was meant to build a city, but the devil kept him small. He went to the place of prayer and he established it at the place of prayer. Psalm 147 verse 5 tells us how fast God's word should go. He said, Psalm 147 verse 15, he said, he sendeth forth his commandment upon the earth. His word runneth very swiftly. Father, the word you are sending to me in this season, let it run fast. The word you have sent in this season. Psalm 33 verse 9, he said, he spake and it was done. He commanded and he stood fast. Father, the things you have spoken, let it be done. The things you have commanded, let them stand fast. And of course, Isaiah chapter 48 and in verse 3. Isaiah 48 and in verse 3 say, I have declared the former thing from the beginning, and they went forth out of my mouth. I showed them and I did them suddenly, and they came to pass. Father, the things that have gone out of your mouth for me this year, let them come to pass suddenly. Let them come to pass speedily. And so, understand the plan that God has for you. Agree with that plan. Accept your side of the responsibility for the fulfillment. Establish God's plan. And number five, resist contrary forces to his plan, purpose, promise, or prophecy for your life. Resist contrary forces. Every force that tries to nullify what God said, you fight it. What is the meaning of this? Resist contrary forces to his plan, purpose, and prophecy for your life through warfare. Through warfare praying. Through warfare. The Bible said so. 1 Timothy chapter 1 and in verse 18. He said, according to the prophecies that is gone before you, this charge I commit unto you, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before you, that you might by them war a good warfare. You war with them. Every devil trying to resist what God said to me in 2026, perish. Proverbs chapter 19 verse 21 says, there are many devices in the heart of a man, but the counsel of the Lord, that must stand. You war to make it stand. All the devices that are coming against what God plans for me, I collapse you in the name of Jesus. Job chapter 5 and in verse 12, he disappointed the device of the crafty so that their hands cannot perform their enterprise. I frustrate you. We frustrate you. You will not fulfill your enterprise in my life. He disappointed. Lamentation 3 and in verse 37, who is he that saith and it cometh to pass when the Lord commanded it not? Satan, what you say can't come to pass. It is what God said that must come to pass. So we are here tonight to enforce God's purpose, enforce God's agenda, enforce God's decrees for our life in 2026. And I want you to pray with fire. I want you to pray with passion. Stand up on your feet and let's lift up our voice and let us pray with fire, pray with passion, pray with authority, pray with audacity. Lift your voice.
Shata parada subrante kapatelas.